With SRN News, I'm Mary Rose. President Trump promises strikes on Iran's power plants and bridges on Tuesday if the Strait of Hormuz isn't reopened. The Pentagon made a surprising announcement this past week during the ongoing war against Iran.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth removed the Army's top uniformed officer and two other generals without giving a reason for the departures. It was an unusual personnel move during major combat operations against Iran. Meanwhile, President Trump offered no clear timeline on when the war may end during Wednesday's nationwide address. He said the conflict would end very shortly, but also said U.S. military forces would continue to hit Iran hard for the next 2 to 3 weeks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senator Tom Cotton feels that Democrats are constantly changing their demands when it comes to funding DHS.
On more than one occasion, Chuck Schumer had agreed to a deal that would fund all of Homeland Security, aside from ICE and Border Patrol, which we pre-funded last year in our big budget bill, and which we plan to return and pass a new budget that will fund them even further in the future.
Correspondent Julie Walker reports on what to know about Artemis II's record-breaking moon flyby.
The three Americans and one Canadian chasing after Apollo 13's distance record from Earth and launching a new era in space exploration. Monday, they swing around the moon in a roughly six-hour journey before heading back to Earth. NASA Flight Director Judd Freeling.
The whole point of this mission is a campaign to get back to the moon. And being able to see with human eyes the lunar surface is a huge milestone, right? And that just articulates the point, you know, that we're going back to the moon.
Artemis II launched April 1st on humanity's first trip to the moon since 1972. I'm Julie Walker.
This is SRN News. An unusual decision by the Washington Post.
The newspaper, long a bastion of liberal thought, has published an editorial criticizing the Supreme Court of Finland for denying the religious freedom of a member of its parliament. Pavi Rossinen has been fined for quoting the Bible on homosexuality, and the Post calls the decision a farce, adding, quote, "It's not a crime to publish unpopular religious views." The paper goes on to urge Americans to cherish their First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington reporting.
Chile's new president is deeply religious in a country that has grown increasingly secular. Jose Antonio Kast's faith resonates with many supporters, and political analysts say it may shape, but not immediately change, policy on issues such as abortion and the LGBTQ agenda. Kast, who won nearly 60% of the vote, has opposed contraception, same-sex marriage, and abortion for years. This is SRN News. Workers at one of the nation's largest meatpacking plants plan to return to work this week.
Workers will halt a three-week strike in order to resume negotiations with the plant's owner. The strike by thousands of workers at the Swift Beef Company plant in Greeley, Colorado, began on March 16th in coordination with the United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7 Union. A JBS representative said the company is preparing to ramp up the Greeley plant without yet reaching a new labor agreement. Surging beef prices have added to economic anxiety in the U.S. John Scott reporting.
Over a dozen people were hospitalized after a vehicle drove into a parade in southern Louisiana. The Iberia Parish Sheriff's Office says 15 people were injured Saturday afternoon, some seriously, when a vehicle drove into a crowd at the Louisiana Lao New Year Festival in the town of Brossard. More details at srnnews.com.